92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So we find ourselves more than 2 months into the first ever worldwide work-at-home experiment. And a new study by the Society for Human Resource Management shows that 71% of employers and employees have struggled to adjust to working off-site. 65% say maintaining employee morale has been a challenge. That's understandable. And 40% are having difficulties with mixing company culture and home life. Yep, that can be a tough one. It all paints a fairly grim picture for the work-from-home paradigm, even though a lot of companies probably will remain in that mode for some time to come. Keeping staff off-premises reduces the need to invent and implement potentially costly health and safety protocols. So many companies are expected to continue to encourage off-site work, and many are seriously thinking about not renewing the lease for their office when it comes up. Those that do maintain an office will work with more private offices rather than closed-off cubicles and common spaces. It's also expected that many companies, mostly larger companies, will be creating a new full-time staff position for a healthcare supervisor to do daily monitoring of staff.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.